In the middle of the Oiskim B'tzarche Tziva B'Amuna, I guess the elections came at a good time. But Oma, I think Sheschus Avos Misayosan, B'tzit Kosa Medes Lad, says two things. It says that they have a CU of Sheschus Avosim, which one wants to know why Sheschus Avos more than anything else. And also Sheschus Kosa Medes Lad, there's a quality of Nitzchis to what they call. Tirish, Ki Avos Shem Avrom Yitzik B'Yakov, in other words, the Gemara says that the only three that are called Avos. The Avos are the Sheirish of Klal Yisrael, and like every Sheirish, they are Mesiaches to the entire Metzias because they're a Sheirish. In other words, when I'm praying for something as a Sheirish, means that its Metzias is a Metzias that has everything in it. The Mashal, when the father has children, so it's not the pshat you cut him up into a few different pieces, and each piece is a Teilada, because then the pratim would just be pieces of the klal, and that would not have a shem klal. The father ki'ilu is a klal, and from him many pratim you can bet him take out ki'ilu an infinite amount of pratim. So the yachas of klal to prat, it's not like a cake that you slice into pieces, but rather it's mikoyach the klal the pratim come. So avos are always the side of a klal by definition. If he's an av, means it includes the prat in it. I once said pshat, it says by Yaakov Avinu that when he saw the machlekes of Karach, it said b'kaholam al techas kvoidi, and he asked that his name be removed. So the pshat is wherever the pratim disagree, bal karchoch, at that nekuda, it's not shaykh to the klal anymore. In Yaakov, there is no internal distress. There's no internal dissension. So if Levi and if Korach and Moshe are having some issue, then Korach and Moshe, Korach at that point, is not acting mikoyach the fact that he's obvious. At that point, he's acting as a prat. So he says, "Kusha v'sadik v'masat tovim ki obvisim obvis l'klal v'inam nikroim obvis l'prat ki aprat yeshikol echot v'echot obvis ne'atzmoy." Each prat has a specific cause for it, a specific nekuda that caused it. Avla obvis l'tiyakav obvis l'klal. In other words, the tchunis that you see in Klal Yisrael as that anybody who's born in Kleisel has, Rachmoni, Baishonagam, Chassadim, etc., on that oifin, all of them are Nekudis, all of them are Kilo Chelik of that Klal, and all of it fit into that Klal. Oschusa Ovis, Oimid Messiah, Lechol Hashem, Ovis Lahem, Kashem Sichim. So those people that are Shaykh to, those people that are shayach to that sheirish, the type of anhaga, are shayach to Avraham Yaakov, and they have the special siyua that Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov had, because let's take an akudu. Shemoneh Esrei is written as a tefillah for klal, and in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov, the first bracha that introduced Shemoneh Esrei is Avos, because when you're dealing with the klal, then you're coming from the standpoint as Avosdik. Just like when a person Moshe is mispalo for his mishpacha, so there's one type of tefillah that you mispalo for Reuven, for Shimon, for Levi, each one separately for what he is and his particular needs and problems. And there's a kololistic tefillah of Shatei Mitosi Shleim Alefanecha, that a person wants that the chlal of the bias that is maimit, where base kehuna, base malchus, vayivim and botim, there's an aspect of in the house of kehuna. The house of kehuna is a musig, and it is much It's not a prat. The things emanate from it, not as prat to prat, but as klal to klal. As a prat from a klal. Well, the sikos chutz obis mesayoson v'tzikos emres laat. K'moish ha'klolamim anu laat. Ve'in ha'klal shu tzibu nechshav k'moy ha'prat. Sha'pratim heim cholfim mishtanim ha'kol oimid laat. So, in two oifanim, does the klal differ than the prat? One oifen is that the klal is the shayrish always. The klal to prat, the prat emanates from the klal. Everything comes from steeds, everything comes from aven aim. All the phenomena of teva come from the klalia teva. The klalia teva include themselves all the prat that's going to be. That's one. And the second half is that the tzibur is nitzchi. The klal is nitzchi, and the tzibur as such is also nitzchi. L'mashal, if I say that things fall at a certain rate, that this thing itself may disintegrate, but the klal will always remain there. Because the klal is not limited the way a prat is limited, therefore a klal is also not limited. A klal is limitless. So k'moish ha'klal oinim la'at v'ein ha'klal sh'tzibud nech sh'kma prat sh'apratim v'chol v'shtanu ha'kal oimid la'at. In halacha, there's a very famous halacha that it says kaimelon that ein ha'tzibud meis or ein ha'tzibud oni, that there's no such thing as a tzibur that finishes. A tzibur, mikoyach, it being a tzibur, keeps going. If we do see a tzibur that completely dies out, then we'll say it wasn't a tzibur, it was a prat. But when you talk about a mahalach, so the mahalach stays forever. Different times, there are different amount of pratim that will be shayach to it or not shayach to it. Afili says, in zeh tzibur sha'isik im regamkin al v'cholam. So these particular people in Kriya, so Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, have departed. Mikomakim shem tzibur aleihem, shu'aklal mekuyim v'oimet v'mashehu klal. So the klal, in as much as it's a klal, so the marshal, when a person makes a maysid to serve these particular people, Reuven and Shimon and Levi, who are old and sick and whatever it is, then if they die out, the mice is finished. If you did it to educate these particular kids, it's finished. It's finished. If your intention is to bring Torah to Kaddish, to have a makom chesed for anybody zokuk, if the teichin is a teichin that's above pratim, then it has kiyum. So anyone that stole the chtsu to the nekuda of klal is also shayach to the world of netzach. Any time your tzedakah is with somebody specific, I feel bad for Reuven or for Shimon, so it finishes with that person. Anytime the person's angle is the like the Rambam says, when he speaks about the tzedakah of a tzibur, he says, you know, we didn't find a city that didn't have tamchui and so on. Every city, you know, as I look at the cities as a city, and I say, yes, they have the following inyanim. This type of schus goes with the others, shay others betchila sa'ilam. When he says the others from betchila sa'ilam, They were kind of 2,000 years later. In all practical purposes, that's a hefty chunk of time. What he means to say is, and I think we can expand it a little bit, the thing that you find most striking by others, most repeated, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to them a bris olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them an eternal covenant. We have to dehear, it's not the pshat, if you do good, you get something good. If you do something very good, you get it for longer. If you do something very, 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 very good, it's eternal. It's not. There's nothing in the world that you could measure that the mida keneged mida should be eternity. We can, you know, by definition, anything that we do, its goodness has a gvul to itself, and therefore it should have some sort of gvul. How far can the schar go? Elef teres or whatever. But what's the musig of something being kilo pris oilam? The teretz is, it depends where you hop on, how you tefis the thing that you're doing. If your tefisa, the thing that you're doing, is a particular ma'isim have gvulas, and they end, and that's it. But in yanim there are more than a particular ma'isa. In yanim there are, I stole the through to the nekuda of toiv in its atomistical form. But the others stole themselves avek as others. The manashi tzaves beis achav, it's funny. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when he picks the schar that he's giving to Avram, he says, l'mana sheyitzaveh. L'chura, he should first explain, because he's a very, very big Baal Chesed, and also he will educate his kids to like that. If we want to give the milus of a person, we start with his own milus, and then we say, and not only that, but he also inculcated the Doris also. He himself was a tremendous masmid, and he was zeichet to have his children also go in his derech. That's the logical way to do it. So when the Zohar says that Yedativ by Avram, the Manashe Tzaveh, Sponavachrov, what's the Keilu, that should be the Tafel. First explain what it is that he does. Why is a great Tzaddik? And then tell me what is going to be Tzaveh's Banav. The Teretz is, no. That itself is a description. Lamashal, let's take a very practical example. Let's say I play golf, which I don't, and I like it a lot. It's not very nice. I play a lot of golf. If I'm a very, very enthusiastic golf player, I want to share it with friends, and I schlep them down, and I bring them down to show them how to do it, and I would love to. And then maybe if I like it an awful lot, I'd love to see my kid do it and maybe win a trophy or whatever it is. But that's it. I'm limited to myself. Wanting my kid to do it is sometimes because I want to have a kesher with him, whatever, but it's a big, big darga lower than my ava of golf and how much time I spend for it and so on. That's true about golf because it's a personal tainug, and anything that I've shied, anything that I try to give over to anyone else, even if it's my kids, it's a side point to my enjoying it. If I have an ideology of golfing, there could be one. In other words, I have the pshat is the world is not a good world without the golf or without the chesed. So then, adarabah, I'm trying to form a metzias that will continue nitzhiistic to unfold the semis. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to unfold in the world an emes nekuda, and I want the world to be shaped by it. So therefore, the others were betchilas ha'olam, ve'omed lenetzach. They started a world. The world that we have today, where chesed is a mahalach and the shmiras mishpat and so on, that's the world that they started and created. They didn't just do a lot of chassadim because they liked doing chassadim, and then they told us, you know what, let me give you some good advice, young man, do chassad, you'll be a wonderful guy. They stole that like a velt that was built on a certain mahalach that wasn't there before. It was 2,000 years of Tayhu, and they stole the Vekka world that was built on Tayhu and Chesed. So now that's they're the beginning, and the Melech V'Oimid LeNetzach. One is the result of the other. Kaviyochel Avlet, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same line of reasoning. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs nothing, and he's a Sherish Debris, so he's first and he's last, and that's included both in the same Nekud over here. So, V'zeh Shom HaSchus Ovet Sayosan V'tikos Mevad, that's a Leima. Kamo V'kamo S'chus Godel Oysim. Shai S'chus Ovet Sayosan U'ki'il Oysim S'chus Shemaslum in Ovet, Shavit Chosem. In other words, it's a quality. This is an Ovetic type of S'chus, an Ovetic type of Maisim. But Oymen HaS'chus LeNetzach Shekachu Inyan HaKloli Shemid LeNetzach. Or the kach oiski matzibur maslo sushalem in ovis. Umagia at saif kaladeiris. At she also oiski matzibur schus et kosoil at saifai. So that's what he's saying. Anyone who's oisik with the tzibur means he dehairs the klal over here. And he's dehairing his ovistik. So, his ma'isim are a beginning, and they're the type of ma'isim that can last for the whole days. Im hoyu mevinim manhigi shot v'ma ilu b'chol koichem, hoyu oiskim atzibu l'shem shemayim, l'shem enasam. I'm not sure b'chol koichem which way goes the sentence, but so interestingly enough, I always try to point out people always think that things used to be better. The accusation, and possibly correct the accusation, that a person being oisik in tzibur is being oisik lahanos atzmoy has been around for some time. The moral actually does lash out in other places, and it's quite clear over here that he did not have that opinion about most of the manhigim in his dar. So he says if they would understand, they would do it l'shem. They would do it l'shem shemayim, not l'shem anasa. I want to add, and I think we might have mentioned last time we were learning, the working with the tzibur lishma is one of the hard nesiyanis. Every person who works for tzibur, let's speak very, very practically, is overworked, underpaid, whether you're Rav, whether you're Rebbe, whether you're a Shamas in a shul, or even if you clean the floors in a shul, the same attitude. Your own personal inclination is, first of all, let's see how I could make some profit out of this. I am going to try to get this and try to do that and the other thing. We know that it's not 100% excellent, but what's wrong? And that would be a correct line of reasoning on many other things. We could say that if a person does a mitzvah, they get the shtickle hanna on the side. Marshal, if a person has a fancy little nestig and he gets covered out of it. It's a blemish. But if a person is oisik, it's a chitzibur, leilashim shemayim, so that's not called being oisik, it's a chitzibur. It's not the chefs of the mitzvah that we're talking about. And it's a very hard one to understand that the leilashim shemayim. Bederach klal, the temptation usually is that to use it also for yourself. A muscle, I understand, a guy, let me have a car from a tzibur to use for their stuff. And then you say, listen, Rav Hashem, I use it plenty for their stuff. I'll use it also for some personal inyan. You know, sometimes it's acceptable working practice, but I'm speaking about the teichel shabbai. Certainly, when you do it, you get your family a job, or you, or many other things. That's married the etzem from the teichel of what the from the teichel of what the avoda is. The avoda of a tibur of shemaim is the avoda that you're above pratim, that you're able to be shayach to how you're doing it for the klal. I guess I can just say over a hug at Tevim Ma'oid. Noach Weinberg was nifted last week, and for a very, very long time, he refused to take any of his own family into the yeshiva, saying that I did not make a place to give my family jobs. You know, that's not what it's there for. But it's to do things for the tzibul l'shem shemayim 100% is the etzem neshama of working l'shem shemayim. The ama av shezchus ovitz mitzayosn kashem misasn zotzim, even though you have the siyua mikol mokoyim ve'atem malan elechem kilasisim atem v'lo nitzatzusam, you get the schar of yourself, but you have the siyua zchus ovitz. It's not going to Ovis. It's not going to Ovis.
Limited to this yochid, that yochid.
but I'm strong of like something. Le Marshall, somebody teaches. Everybody who's teaching knows a Santal medium that it's extremely pleasurable to teach, and Santal medium that you really dread the day they walk into your classroom. If you're able to rise above it, then you stole yourself to the cloud. I'm teaching Torah, and there are all sorts of makabalim. It's a hefresh atzum between the two levels of avoda. But the person that stalls himself at a klal level, on the one hand, is a sheirish. He becomes a sheirish. He creates a certain model, which is above Ruvein or Shimon Levi. It becomes a metzias, if not a sheirish. And anything that became a metzias, mitzarasmoy, doesn't have a hefzik. I mean, compare it to one of the arguments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nitzchi, is kaviyachol, is that since he wasn't caused by anything, so there's nothing that can end it. If a fire is caused by combustion of this material and temperature, the presence of oxygen, those are the three shrushim of a fire. So if I take away the oxygen or the temperature or the fuel, it goes out. But if it's a snare bayer and there's no cause for it, there's nothing that's causing the fire, then it has no way to extinguish. So the sheirishdikayin of the person, the shtol lechavek in terms of tzibur, is going to be the root of the nitzchis and how long it lasts. The mekaymes ha'tayra that were built with l'shem shemayim and kol kuloi for the tachlis of Tam Torah without personal interest, they're the ones that tended to last. Because if you tap into that cherish of others, then you have nitzchis comes with it. Any questions?
I mean, isn't it a little bit strange that these mekaymes ha'tayra, like, you know, the whole chiddush that Reb Chaim Volozhin was miyasa, that there's a makom tayra which is there to
right.
Serve as the klal. And nonetheless, it's always been the Mahalach already from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that he wanted his son to take over his position. You know, there was a musig that.
It's a good point. In halacha, it's like that.
Yeah.
Halacha goes to his son. In Bederech Klal, let's be Mechalik. If a person. The halacha is if a son is Roy Riz Koidem. And the Chinuch says the reason for Yerusha in general is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a nitzchis tikka oifin, and that's where it should be. And since a person is not nitzchis, it goes to his children. The word is if the lashon is memale mekayim avosav, enamal mekayim avosav. Is it being mamshich the same kav? That generally by the places that is l'shem shemayim. I know from experience in yeshiva now, you very much, if you ever have an opening, you'd like to give it to a Talmud of yours. One reason is kind of crude. It helps you get Talmudim if they know I'm going to give them jobs and chulu v'chulu. That's not a l'shem shemayim dikta. There's another thing, I have a certain nekuda, I have a certain kav. I want an eigener because he'll know how to give it over. The mi yeshiva has a certain kav, a certain knage, a certain oifin of looking at learning at life, and you want to keep it, and a son might be or ought to be the one that's closest to give it over. But if it's the chat I need because I'd like to give a job to somebody who I like more than my son, it's a problem, and it does create problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Brisker Rav is, you know, carried on the cob of his father, could see the way the Brisker Rav did, but there was it wasn't just looking for a very good teacher in Brisk. I mean, you want to be mamshech a certain cow because, you know, you felt that the father, mitzad the chunas and mitzad the chinas, gave it over to the son.
Mike.
Okay.
Okay, Shkar. Something in Shabbos.
Oh, okay.